I'll tell you, I had an issue with my wife yesterday. I mentioned yesterday on our air that I'm watching this show called Bad Sisters at my wife's urging.
I remember.
She knows what I like. I called it Crazy Sisters. Not Crazy Sisters. It's called Bad Sisters. Mm-hmm. And I do highly recommend
it. That's called foreshadowing, right?
That's right.
It's crazy. If I remember my high school English.
Yeah, that's right. It is not called Crazy Sisters. It's called Bad Sisters. And it's on Apple TV Plus, and I watched another episode yesterday. I'm a big fan of it. But I got an email from a woman who had some trivia about the show. Well, about 3 days ago, I was watching it with my wife. And one of the actresses that plays one of the bad sisters is Bono's daughter of U2. And my wife told me, by the way, that's Bono's daughter, and she got the role because of this. And she had some real information about it. And I was like, all right. But apparently when my wife was talking about that, in my ear, I was hearing,
of course.
Okay, so, all right.
Let me ask you this. Is this one of those, do you ever have these situations where, and it can happen at any time, it could be a game, it could be a news program, it could be Pardon the Interruption, or a recorded show, you know, a scripted show.
Oh, yes.
When you're having a conversation, do you reach a point where you reach for the remote and just pause it and look?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Look, say what you want to say.
Exactly. Go ahead and tell me now.
I can't do both.
Right. Yes. Yes. But in this particular case.
You did not pause.
I did not pause, but it was in one and out the other. Just, you know, and I.
Gone.
Guys know this. Husbands know this. Especially like during the game. You have this ability.
To half quarter listen?
Quarter listen.
Yep.
And so she told me that Bono's daughter, like when she was on the screen, she's like, that's Bono's daughter from U2. Like, you know, okay, Bono. And she got the role by doing this, and, you know, he's proud of her and all this kind of stuff. Well, I didn't even get any of that. And so yesterday, after I mentioned that I watched the show Bad Sisters, Tom DeBaum, a P1 listener, emailed and said, by the way, that's Bono's daughter playing the actor on the show. So I was like, okay, that's it. I said, oh, that's interesting. I wrote him back. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, no.
You don't say.
So then.
Wait till I tell my wife.
Worst mistake a man can make. I go home. We flip it on. We start watching the next episode. She comes on the screen. It's like, oh, by the way, pause. By the way. You're not going to believe. Guess whose daughter? That's Bono's daughter over YouTube. Well, I saw her eyes get big, and I saw her face get red. I was like, oh, my God. She told me
jaw
that.
Clenching.
And then I was like, she probably told
me. Tom DeBaum told me.
Guy's full of great stuff, man.
Yeah. What a guy.
It happens all the time. I will say, like, sometimes I'll say, like, Chris Dim says he's, you know, doing such. He's going to be on a different show next year. I told you that. Oh.
I'm sorry.
You have a tendency to do that a lot. You don't know where information in your head comes from.
No idea where it comes from.
You'll say, somebody told me that he rode in an ambulance last week. It was Biggie.
It was Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie rode in the ambulance. That's right. I'll say, you know, Diesel told me he's going to be doing such and such. I told you that. You don't know the problem. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You did. I have to be really careful about that.
And you know, the thing is, because you, I've learned this about you especially, you pride yourself on your memory.
Exactly.
And frankly, you become combative.
Right.
Which I know as you age, you'll become more combative.
Combative about it.
So sometimes you will say these things. Mm-hmm. And be like, somebody told me, and I'll think to myself, well, I told you that. Mm. But I don't correct you.
Don't say it.
Because don't say it. That's right. I don't want you to get combative about it.
You know how I should do it from now on. I should say, was it you telling me that that's Bono's daughter? You know,
perfect.
Then she can say, yes, I told you that yesterday, you know. But instead I said, guess what Tom DeBaum laid on me today?
Tom DeBaum always coming through. That's why he's DeBaum.
I like old Tom DeBaum.
He is DeBaum.
I was like, oh, you are DeBaum. Look at this. That's awesome. Well, here's the email. Now, this apparently we were talking about favorite Thanksgiving foods and so forth. And a P1 listener said, you may find this interesting. I thought it was going to be more titillating than it was. But he says, when my girlfriend and I first started dating, the question is, should I stop lying to my wife? That was the subject line. I was like, oh, okay. Let's see what it is. He says, when my girlfriend and I first started dating, and we both listened to your show, by the way, She asked me what my favorite dessert was because she wanted to surprise me for our 1 month anniversary. And she asked it just innocuously, what's your favorite dessert? I didn't even think about it. And I said, cherry pie. In reality, I would say apple is my favorite pie. Okay, but he just said cherry. I guess I panicked. I was nervous. I didn't want to sound boring. I know that. I know how that is. Sometimes I'll say stuff like that, you know, just out of nowhere, and you say the wrong thing.
We've seen it.
Because you're a people pleaser.
A people pleaser. So he says, cherry pie, which really apple. So for that 1 month anniversary, she went all out, baked a cherry pie from scratch. It was delicious. And she was so proud of herself. I didn't ever have the heart to tell her my real favorite is apple, but I enjoyed the cherry. It was fine. Fast forward 6 years. We've been married for 3, and every year on my birthday, she makes that damn cherry pie.
That one lie. You never know.
Now, I eat it, and I like it. It's fine, and I smile through it, but in the back of my mind, I feel guilty because she thinks she's making my favorite thing in the whole world, when in reality, I think it's good, but, you know, I don't have to have it. Now, I want to tell her the truth, but she's been baking pies for me for 7 years.
And it sounds like she's really worked on this recipe,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a made from scratch. You know, it's not one of those buy the pie crust. She makes it.
You take that to your grave.
I would just keep eating the pie, you know, once or twice a year, if you like it. He likes it anyway.
You know, treat yourself when you're out.
Yeah.
Out at a restaurant, say, oh, I'm going to do something a little different for dessert. I'm going to have some apple pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah, but what you got to be careful of, if you're at the restaurant and you have the apple pie, said, this is the best pie I've ever had. Or,
never said that.
You know.
No, yeah. You got to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not your cherry pie.
There might be a way you can sort of have apple slowly enter the conversation. Have you ever tried to make an apple pie?
Yeah.
You ever try to make a blueberry pie?
Well, there's a good idea. Maybe he should say, this cherry pie.
Does this recipe work with all fruits?
Yeah. This cherry pie is so good, maybe you should make an apple pie and see how that is. Was it somebody?
What other fruits go in pies? Peach?
Yeah, peach pie. Peach,
cherry, blueberry, apple.
My daughter is suggesting.
What about any fruit in a pie?
You know my pretzel pandemonium.
Yeah.
Strawberries. That's a strawberry based.
Yeah, you can make strawberry pie.
Okay. My daughter is suggesting we branch pretzel pandemonium out and do peach pandemonium. You know, and make it with different fruits instead.
More
of,
summery?
Do a summer dish.
Well, I guess strawberry is more summery, too.
You can do it any time of the year you want.
I like it.
And make it with any fruit you want. It doesn't just have to be strawberries.
Give her that assignment for the holiday.
It's a good idea. Well, instead of...
How would your wife feel, though, if, let's say...
Extremely negative.
Okay. Let's not be a downer, but...
She would not want to change.
I was going to say, what if you take peach pandemonium to... the lake house, and everybody is just like, what is this? Oh, my God.
Peach pandemonium.
Where has this been all our lives?
Yeah.
Finally, somebody did it.
Well, and remember, it's a side dish to her, and I think if you start making it with peach, it becomes more of a dessert. I feel like that.
Really?
I do. I feel like that's more like a peach cobbler. I think that's more on the... Plus, it's got to mix well with whipped cream and cream cheese. And I guess peaches would go along with that. I don't know. My daughter said, what about blackberries or blueberries? Whatever. I guess you could do any pie like that. You know? Like he's saying. I think I'd keep it to myself and just go with cherry. But like you said, just, hey, try an apple. Let's see what apples. And then you could say, oh, my God, this is as good or better than the cherry. It's that good.
Or bring home a batch of apples and say, what are we going to do with all these apples? Yeah. Maybe you can, you know, you got to be.
Why don't you make a pie?
Yeah.
You can do it, but it's tricky.
I thought of you, Biggie. I saw this story about, again, relationship, a couple. Charles and Catherine Romer, that I'd never heard this story before. They disappeared in 1980. Here's why I thought of you. Okay, they were an older couple, and they disappeared in 1980. They were very wealthy, from Scarsdale, New York. They had spent time in Miami. They had a home in Miami and also in Scarsdale. And in 1980, they were driving back from Florida to New York. At the time, he was 74, Charles, his wife Catherine, 76, and he was a retired oil company executive. They were worth millions. She was wearing $80,000 worth of jewelry. This is like a true crime thing. They stopped at a Holiday Inn in Brunswick, Georgia. Never seen again. All right. They checked into the hotel. Their items were in the hotel. Some of the jewelry. Not all of it. Their car was never seen again. This was in 1980. They were driving a fancy brand new Lincoln Continental. And again, in their mid to late 70s. So their family thought, and they've searched for them, you know, forever, and their family thought they were kidnapped, robbed. Sure. The wife was wearing quite a bit of really nice jewelry at the time. So they had checked in, and the clerk was questioned many times. He was the last person to see him alive. And, well, last person to see him. So they searched and searched. They couldn't find it. That was in Brunswick, Georgia. They searched for over 2 years and could never find this couple, Charles and Catherine Romer. Fast forward to a month ago. Somebody was doing some diving in the pond behind the hotel, and the car was in the bottom of the pond. They were diving for something else. They sent divers down to recover something else. They saw a car and were like, what is this? So they decided to drag it up. It was their Lincoln Continental, and they were inside. And it looks like the husband accidentally hit the gas instead of the brakes
and couldn't get out.
And that was, and she was wearing, and they, you know, they had, the jewelry was there, everything. Oh. So the family is like, well, mystery solved after all these years.
Can I have that necklace?
Meemaw would have wanted me to have it.
Wow, mystery solved. How long do you hold evidence